Yeah, it's good to be with you again. I love every one of you unequivocally, unconditionally. All is well. There's no past, there's no future. There's not even now. There just isn't anything. When you realize that you have nothing to hold on to, what becomes of you? Usually fear arises. There's nothing to take refuge in. You are the only existence in this universe. You are this universe. It sounds scary when you think of it. But it's true. You and you alone are this universe. This entire universe is a projection of your mind. It comes out of you, like a dream. A dream appears to come out of you, and it appears very real. But yet it's a projection of your own thoughts. Your own mind is creating a dream. When you awaken, there's no dream, it's finished. There never was a dream. And you'll never dream the same dream again. And so does this life. Seems so real. But is it? Is this world real? Is this universe real? Are you real? Find out. Throughout the years, I've shared with you many messages of finding out. Methods of awakening. If you've practiced these methods, you've gained much spiritual insight. But you must practice. It is also true to be a satsang. No practice is required. But here in the West, it's a little different. We live in a secular country. With the newspapers, the radio, the TV. It's filled with all kinds of propaganda. Nonsense. We become absorbed in this. It pulls us down. And when I see it twice a week, it helps. But not enough. This is why you have to practice. If you're living in an ashram, if we were together in an ashram, it would be different. We see each other every day, and we'd be doing things every day. But I only see about 4 hours a week. Some people only come on Thursdays, they don't come on Sundays. And some people come on Sundays, they don't come on Thursdays. Consequently, it's necessary to practice. Our shiva is your practice of self-inquiry, vipassana meditation, focusing on the heart center, and seeing deity in the heart center. Chanting the name and form. Becoming a witness. Many other methods. But you have to remember to practice these methods. Just like in the school. If you only do your assignment in the school and you go home and practice, you're not proficient in your subject. Say you want to be a doctor. You can't just listen to read textbooks and listen to the teacher, professor. You have to go to the hospital and carve up people. Practice operating on people. Perform brain surgery. Do a couple of brain transplants. Practice. This evening I'm going to share with you a direct and easy message to awaken. And I want you to practice this continuously, constantly, if you will. If you do, you'll see amazing results in your life. It is simply this. When you awaken in the morning, become cognizant, become aware. Realize that you are absorbed in the presence and the power of consciousness. That you are boundless space. I say that you have to recognize this, feel this. Don't just say words, but feel from the bottom of your heart. This is the first thing you should feel when you awaken. Before the thoughts come to you. Again, you must feel somewhere deep in your heart that you are absorbed in the power and the presence of consciousness, of absolute reality, of boundless space. And constantly remember this during the day as you go about your business. This is a very potent awakening experience, technique. What does it mean to be boundless space and consciousness? And I've explained to you before, your body is made up of space. This is a scientific fact. You're really space. That's what you really are. You're not really solid. You're in a state of flux. You're a vast space. only a couple of atoms darting around someplace. A few atoms here and there. Similar to the universe. And look at the universe, you see space, boundless space. But you also see some planets, galaxies, your body, etc. Superimposed in this vast space. In other words, everything in space, boundless space, with atoms flying all over the place. And the only difference between the space that you are and the space of the universe is somewhere along the line you became cognizant of the I thought. I am became a reality. I am the body, I am the mind. I am the experience that I go through. This was actually a downfall. What made you separate from boundless space? In other words, the universal boundless space and the body boundless space are the same. No difference. But because you have become cognizant of the I thought, you say, I am this, and you awaken, you say, I am tired, I am happy, I am sad, I am hungry. I don't know what to wear. I'm angry. This causes separation between you and the vast boundless space. So now you seem separate. You seem to be an entity. But of course, this is not the truth about you. It's an appearance. In reality, you are the universal existence. You are the absolute reality, you are Brahman, such as Ananda. But you're so caught up in your I thought that when I say it seems foreign to you, it seems far-fetched. Unbelievable. Yet it is the absolute truth. And as the absolute becomes stronger in you, every kind of problem that befalls man many problems. Only because you think you're the eyesight. So, in order to get rid of the eyesight, you must simply recognize the truth about yourself. That you are the presence and the power of boundless space of consciousness. This boundless space, what we call boundless space, is conscious of itself. This is what we call the consciousness. It is conscious that it is the absolute reality. You live in pure consciousness. And it can't be diminished in any form or added or subtracted. See the space all around you right now, in this room. There are 30, 40 people here for an chat. Yeah, does this make the boundless space less? Not at all. The space is the same, it remains the same. No matter how many people come in here, no matter how much furniture comes in here, the space is always the same. It has never diminished one iota. What has happened to it? Nothing. You think you take up room, but you don't. For in truth, you are the boundless space also. In other words, if you measure the boundless space in this room, it's full of people and furniture, and you measured it when it was empty, it would be the same. There's no difference. This boundless space of consciousness can also be called bliss. What most of us are experiencing is a result of the boundless space of consciousness. You see the air, space, but you have no idea of its power. What's really happening to you? You are immersed in energy, pure energy. The substratum of this energy is consciousness. Brahman, Nirvana. The object of your existence is to transcend the body and become totally free and liberated. While still in the body, you are transcending it. This has been done by masters all over the world. Since the beginning of time, great sages have been able to do this. And so can you. And again, the way to do it is to recognize who you are. Recognize the truth about you. Keep your mind off problems. The mind is part of the I thought. The I thought created the body and the mind out of itself and separated you from boundless space, from consciousness, from bliss. And here you are thinking you're a human being and you've got problems. We have to make things happen for you to survive, to exist. Just going to be free from the truth. Consciousness is a part that is fulfilled totally and completely. And when you realize that you are consciousness, then you are fulfilled also, totally and completely. All your needs will be met from within, always. But first you have to demonstrate this boundless space, this consciousness. And you can't do it when you're absorbing problems of the world. It's virtually impossible for you to recognize the truth about yourself when you're full of anger, regrets, animosity, all these conditionings. the Muslims are involved in. I think it's so often to forget about the world and tribulations. But if you feel unless you do something about it, you'll be stuck with problems or the world will keep it on you. In other words, you believe you've got to take care of this world yourself. You're responsible for the world, you're responsible for your affairs. This is going to be fed from the truth. The responsibility is on your shoulders. You are not born to cry. When I go through this life in sorrow or being upset, but you will, as long as you identify with the things you're identifying with now. I feel that a soap opera existence is as full as that. It's up to you to make the change. You must make the change yourself. And move into the higher life. And again, how do you do this? By remembering when you awaken who you are. Just remembering who you are, that's all you've got to do. I'm not speaking of reciting affirmations or using words. I'm talking about feelings. You have to feel in your heart this truth. I am consciousness. I am absorbed in the power and the presence of consciousness. Of course, in reality, there's nothing to be absorbed in. Because you really are consciousness, therefore nothing for you to do. But you don't believe that, you don't know this. In other words, you believe you're human. You've got problems, you've got things going on in your life. This is the reason why you have to do this exercise over and over again. And constantly remember it during the day and you go about your business. Feel during the day. I am absorbed in the presence and the power of consciousness. My real nature is boundless space. I have another body that appears. I have another mind that thinks. I have none of these things. I am total freedom. Let's think about your problems during the day. Yet some of you believe if you not think about your problems, who will take care of them? How will they be resolved? Remember, there's a power that knows the way. Trust this power. It does know the way. It is the same power that grows the mangoes and the mango trees, the grapefruits and the grapefruit trees, the rice in the rice fields. It causes the sun to shine just right so it maintains and sustains life in the spheres. It knows what to do to carry on. Therefore, you'll be taken care of completely and totally if you surrender to the power that knows the way. But you must do this. In other words, don't wake up feeling depressed because something is wrong. Wake up believing this is the first day of the rest of my life. This is a new beginning. Yesterday is gone forever, it can never come back. Tomorrow has not yet come. And I am that I am, right now. I am bliss consciousness. I am totally absorbed in the presence and the power of consciousness. I am boundless space. And feel yourself becoming boundless space, merging with the space of the universe. No more separation. If there's no more separation, no one's have a problem. Only when you're separate, you have a problem. Remember this. Merge with the universe. As you do this, you'll begin to feel that you are. It's a stratum of all existence. And that your body and your relatives and animals and everything else are simply superimpositions on this consciousness, on yourself. You are the immutable self. This is you. Just thinking about this makes you feel good, doesn't it? Just thinking about this, where you really are, what you really are. But you're not separate, you're not a body. All these years people have made you believe you're a body. And because your eyes are so strong, you're accepted mentally, and you suffer accordingly. But who suffers when there's no body? There's nobody left to suffer. Suffering only for the body, for the thought, I. When that's gone, there's nobody left to suffer. And again, if you practice this, you'll see amazing results. It's up to you. Remember, you're not coming to hear a lecture or a talk on philosophy or religion or metaphysics. You're coming to experience yourself. For there's only one. And I am that. When I say I am that, I'm speaking for you all. There's one presence, there's one power, there's one Brahman, one absolute reality. And I am is that. Won't you accept this for yourself? Be free. Be absorbed. Be happy. Be yourself. For in truth you're already free. And all is well. Peace. Feel free to ask questions.
I got some. What you say, just so long as I think I'm an individual and the world is real, I am bound.
Indeed.
So I think I'm separate from you.
Yes.
Got another thing.
What are you going to do about the first thing? What are you going to do about the first thing?
I'm going to ponder.
Good.
No, anyway, the other thing is that I know that there's nothing I can do or refrain from doing which will have a bearing on whether or not something takes place which is called realization or enlightenment. But in my experience, there's something that happened that I feel had enabled me to have an intellectual understanding of some of this spiritual stuff. And that is, in the AA program, we have a step that says we made a fearless and moral, thorough and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. The next step is we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Now, through the will of whatever High Father is, I stayed sober for 10 years before taking those two steps on a real heavy-duty basis. But after I did, life became much simpler. I could see things a lot more clearly. And I think it was because of a lot of clutter had been removed from my mind that when I read that in India there is a tradition, or in the East there is a tradition, at least in certain circles, that all masters are one. They never contradict one another. And that rang a bell with me. I didn't understand it the way I do now, but it was enough to awaken an interest in Eastern thought and spiritual matters generally. And that's been really the center of my life ever since. And I feel really blessed to have had that happen. And I can't help feeling that by having done the fourth and fifth step, had a great deal of benefit to me. And I wonder if, actually though, if I go back to try to figure out what it was that made me take the fourth and fifth step, that was out of my hands too. But so the whole shooting match was part of the lever. So, would you like to comment on that scenario?
Well, life appears to be a university to educate the soul.
Sir,
life appears to be a university to educate the soul. And every step is a step forward. And the spiritual path is a set that you take three steps forward, one backward. Consequently, what's happening to you is you've been taking three steps forward, one backward. You may love progress. Everything that's happened to you has been important. And you feel that your life has been ordained, preordained. Before your kings and serfs, everything was preordained for you. And you go through the steps that are necessary for your unfoldment, your fulfillment. You've had many interesting experiences in your life. This is good. And you're growing every day, going forward. Sometimes it may appear to go backward. But just in appearance, don't pay attention to those signs. Simply hold on and keep going forward, like you're doing. So all is well, Fred. You're doing fine. Keep up the good work.
What kind of an energy is consciousness? We spoke of consciousness as an energy, but it seems to be an energy without motion, which is a different... Energy is really not a good word.
Consciousness is the absolute reality. It is beyond energy. It is beyond thought. It is beyond explanation. Always remember that the finite can never comprehend the infinite. When I speak of consciousness, I'm speaking of a universal power. It's not even a power. It's beyond power. It's something that can only be experienced. Never explained. All these terms that I use are the same. The absolute reality of Brahman, the self-consciousness, they're all synonymous. They're beyond anything we can ever imagine. Our minds just kind of phantom what these words mean, what they are. But when you experience it, you will know that it's so. For it's not of this world. It's not of any world. It's beyond worlds, beyond the universe. It's something so beautiful, so blissful. You can even think about it in your mind. It will blow your mind out. Short circuit your mind. But you can awaken to it. And when you awaken to it, all the necessary steps are there to make you see what you really are, who you really are. That you're not Bob. That you are that. That which has always been will always be. That which never began and never ended. That which is. And there's sounds. Total sounds. So we can say consciousness is sounds. And if you want to experience consciousness, it's in the sounds. Exactly.
That seems to be the whole teaching.
It is. What are you going to do about it? Yes, do it.
You also said something that we should live there. I thought that was really beautiful.
Yes. That's a real home. It's a real dwelling. It's where you belong. That's where you are. This body of you is not your home. It's a false entity.
takes the ordinary mind, the ordinary day-to-day, unenlightened, unaware mind, strong enough that this pure energy state doesn't just blow it to pieces.
The pure energy state as such, that it transcends the so-called normal mind, normal body, when you experience it. Therefore, the pure mind, which you call pure energy state, will always be available to you when you see it, when you open up yourself to it. It is something that is quiet, that is the most powerful force in the universe. It has no name. It just is. As you work on yourself, as you grow, you prepare yourself for the one transition. You become prepared for the one understanding, one consciousness, one reality. And when it happens, you'll feel that you are never a body, and body never existed for you. You were never a physical body. There was never a physical body for you at all. It was a dream. Consciousness to reality. So the dream just disappears when you wake up. Therefore, there's no explosion that has to take place inside of you. Since when you're dreaming and you're awake, the dream is gone. The same as this. When you awaken from the mortal dream, you'll see you never wore a body. No physical explosions that take place. Nothing happens. Just become yourself. The soul that you always were, the soul that you are now. So awaken from the mortal dream and be free. Yes, but when you're dreaming, in the dream that you are the same person you are now. You dream that you get married, you have children, you're eating, you're going for a trip, and you're yourself as you are now. But if I come and tell you you're dreaming, you'll tell me, no, Robert, I'm not dreaming. You'll tell me the same thing you just told me now. It's hard to imagine I'm dreaming. Then you wake up, the dream's gone. Same thing. It's hard to imagine right now because you're so bogged down by the self, the I-sort, the small self, the ego, the mind, has such a strong hold on you right now. It's very difficult to imagine it otherwise. But just like when you lie down and go to sleep and you forget all about this world, and you're in the dream world, again, you're in the dream world doing things, just like doing things here. So you can imagine that you're in the dream world because you go to a class like this. And you're asking me the same question like this. In your dream. And I laugh and I say, you'll awaken and it'll be over. You say, no, I'm not awakening. I feel this world tremendously. But I keep telling you it's a dream. And all of a sudden you wake up and you're what you are now. It's morning. Dream's over. And so this is this. One day you'll awaken from this dream and you'll be free and liberated.
When you dream, isn't the waking up coming from outside example, when you're heading out of sleep, when you're dreaming, you're getting ready to wake up and wake yourself up, isn't it?
You have nothing to do with it. What you call the I was waking up and been asleep. See, when you go to sleep, the I thought, which has been active in your brain, goes back into the heart where it belongs. There's no I. It doesn't exist. But as soon as you begin to wake up, the I thought rushes a matter of seconds, less than seconds, from the heart into the brain, and you're awakened. And he said, I'm awake. Who's awake? The ego's awake. Whole thing can be free now.
That's called the fourth state, isn't it?
What's that?